Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you are listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Following on from Klaatu's phonetic alphabet in episode 3087, which is kind of required for ham radio operation, and it's also very useful for if you're on the phone to somebody from another country and you want, and the line is bad, it's always very good to have a standard abbreviation for words that you can spell out what you're trying to say. In this show, we're going to do another one that you're going to need to learn for your ham radio exam, but also in general, it's good to know for various different things. So you get an idea of what the quantities are, and that's engineering notation. So the quantities are actually a list of international SI units. If you go there, there's a lot of definitions for what they are. So we're not actually talking about weight or length or anything else here. We're talking about the names that we give to those numbers associated with it. So we might have a kilometer. That's, we're talking about the K part and not the meter part. We're talking about a kilogram. We're talking about the weight. We're not talking about the weight, which is the gram part. We're talking about the prefix before that, the kilo. Okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about in the show. All I'm going to be doing is multiplying by 1,000 and dividing by 1,000. Now, another way of saying that is when you're multiplying, you're adding zeros. And when you're dividing, you're taking away zeros. That's very, very simple. Very, very simple. And there's a few ways of writing this down. You can write it down with the actual numbers. So a kilo would be 1000. So it's 1,000 in common parlance. But the problem with writing it down like that's actually fine, is that once you get very big numbers or very small numbers, the number of zeros becomes very, very difficult to work with. So we don't tend to do that. With engineering notation, we take the SI numbers, and instead of having all of them, we just use every 1,000. So orders of three. So the zero, we either add three zeros or we take away three zeros. So we don't have to learn the in-between ones like decimeter or centimeter. We jump straight up in threes. So that makes life simpler, because engineers are simple people, and simpler people are even ham radio operators, who are only interested in the range that's of interest to them. Now, you'll find in some cases you're talking about very, very small numbers, and in some cases you're talking about very, very large numbers. So here we're going to be talking about three big numbers and essentially four small numbers. Okay. So that's what we are. That's where we are. If you have any familiarity at all with the metric system, you're going to kind of know the first ones, especially if you're doing anything with computers. You're going to know the first three ones. So we start at zero and we go up. We'll multiply zero by 1,000, or we'll add three zeros behind the one. We'll add one and we'll add three zeros behind the one, and that will give us 1,000, which is also known as a kilo. Kilo, and the abbreviation for that is K. So if you're in Europe and you go in and you buy some coffee, you might get a kilo of coffee. So 1K, and that would be a kilogram, so 1 kg. Okay, so kilo, lowercase letter K. The case of the letters, unfortunately, is important. So you're going to need to remember those, that it's the lowercase K. Now, when you're talking about writing these down in formulas, it's not very handy to write the K's and the letters, because people's handwriting are terrible. So what we normally do is we write a suffix with a number of what it is to the power of 10. Now, this is not the correct definition, but it's a very good way to remember it, is the number in the suffix is the number of zeros behind the one, or behind the number that you're dealing with. So in this case, we're talking about 1,000 and so forth, but it might be 3.2 thousand. Yeah, so there we go. Now, where are we? Yeah, suffix. So if you've never come across that before, that's, you have the number, so you write 10 normally, one and a zero, and then you write where you would normally put the next letter, you write a small character, three, about half the size of the main character, and resting halfway up the top of the letter. So a kilo would be abbreviated to K, and it would be 10 to the power of 3. So that's what that power of 3. And that means you take 10, you take whatever number it is, and you multiply it by 1,000, three zeros. So the next one up, we go three more up, and you guessed it, it would be the equivalent of a million. So one with six zeros afterwards, and that's called mega. And the abbreviation for that, you guessed it, is a capital M, so a big M. And the suffix for that is, we have six zeros, so it's 10 to the power of six, so big 10 and a small six. Okay, ready, brace yourself now. And we'll go up another one, multiplied by 1,000 again, and we get giga. So giga, and the abbreviation is G, the big letter, capital letter G, and the suffix is, we've added 3 to 6, so what was it going to be? It's going to be 9, so that's a 9. I won't give you what that's called, because there's different definitions of that, so that's not useful to us. So 10 to the power of 9 is giga, 10 to the power of 6 is mega, 10 to the power of 3 is kilo. So we're done. Yeah. Okay. Now, excuse me while I just have a sip of tea. Now we go back down. And the ones we're going to hit are milli, micro, nano, and pico. Okay. And what we do there is we divide by 1,000. So what happens is we add three zeros, but this time it's 0.00. So we add a zero to, we shift the one over. So a milli is 0.001. So a milli is 0.001. So that's a milli. And how do we do that? And the abbreviation, of course, for that is M. So unlike the mega, which is 10 to the power of positive 6, it is a lowercase m, and the lowercase tells you it's a small number, and it's 10 to the minus 3. So you write big 10, and then up at the top, where you write the next letter, you write a small minus 3. So 10 to the minus 3 means 0.001. So 0.001. Okay, and the next one, we just move everything over three places again, and we get the micro, which is a bit like a U. The symbol for it is a U, but on the left hand side the tail goes down, so it's just like as if you started to write a P, but then you turned into a U. That's what a micro symbol looks like. Quite often you'll see it written with just the letter U instead of micro. So micro is 10 to the power of minus 6, so 0.000001. So that's micro. Moving on, we divide it again by nano, which is simply the letter N for nano, lowercase letter N for nano. And that is 10 to the minus 9. 10 to the minus 9, so it's 0.000001. Okay. And then the very last one is, again, dividing by 1,000, we get pico. So pico, 10 to the minus 12. 10 to the minus 12 is pico. And, yeah, lots of zeros, and then a 1. 3 zeros, 3 zeros, 3 zeros, 0, 0, 1. So it's very useful to remember these. Now, you're going to get confused, and a lot of the questions that I've seen coming up in the Netherlands, Ireland, and the UK, at least, has been trying to trick you out on various different aspects of this. So if you're doing a ham radio exam, you're more than likely going to come across some question where one element of it is to identify the various different values. So Bob has something, something, something complicated, blah, 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 blah. But essentially, the answer is what sort of order are we talking about? What order of magnitude are we? So obviously, if you're out, if you put down your answer of 1 kilo and the answer is a giga, you're out quite a lot. Yeah. So this is kind of important. What I would advise you to do is on the day of the exam, if you can remember this, this is great. Congratulations, move on. I have trouble with some of this. So what my advice to you would be on the day of the exam, when you get your paper, the examiners will check your blank paper, or on the if it's a written exam, you will get your written exam. What you write, go ahead, and when they say okay, you can write down stuff, and this is perfectly valid in most exams. When you get the paper, then you can start writing down your formulas if that's required, and writing down these tables. So the first thing I do in my exam, in my exams, has been to go in and write down. The first one is I write down as nano because it's nine. Nano, nine, nano, nine, nano, nine. So that one I know. Nano 9 is minus 9, 10 to the power is minus 9. Okay, great. Then I know that pico is smaller than nano. So that's 10 to the minus 12. Okay, so I got two of them done. Then I go back up. I know micro is smaller than milli. So micro has to be minus 6, milli has to be minus 3. And then the rest I know because 3 is kilo, 6 is mega, and 9 is giga. And you're sorted. Okay, so that's your homework for next week. Your phonetic alphabet, episode 3087, phonetic alphabet, a good trick to be doing there in your daily life when you're bored. Just read out a sign and pretend you're reading that out. So this is Kilo Echo November, Foxtrot Alpha Lima Lima Oscar November. In actual fact, I'm P Papa Alpha 7, Kilo Echo November, signing out 73.